This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Anyone else fancy a Sultan?
With a restaurant on campus and delivery in town from the Caton Road store, Sultan's has everything you need to take a night out from bland to delicious. Don't let the end of the night be the end of the fun with Sultan of Lancaster Experience. Open till 4am Monday to Saturday and 2am on Sundays.
Your music, your news, your sport. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Begin.
Lancaster and good morning Great Britain. This is the Big Bailrig Breakfast broadcast with Sam Carruthers on 95.3 FM. It's just past 8am on Tuesday the 13th of January 2026. You'll want to stick around, we've got a great show planned for you this morning. Starting off with some Noah Kahan to get us going. Then we're going to be having a great spotlight session for you later. Let's get it going.
Found a way to keep myself whole. I write my fears on green notes. I swallow my doubts away and watch them grow. Is that why the past year seems slow? Afloat in this gold world, cold question my self-control.
Listening to 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, that was Noah Kahan with Passenger, one of his earlier hits back from 2018 there. Well, Lent term is underway and campus events are back in full swing. This evening, the Confucius Institute are holding their first session on their Chinese calligraphy course. It's a multi-session course running with weekly classes on Tuesdays at 6:15 until the 17th of March 2026. So check out the events portal for more details if you want to learn how to make cool art. Tomorrow there'll be an in-person training session on how to use Canva to design posters, flyers and social media ads. That'll be running in the Library Training Room 1, and all you need to do is register for free online. And if you're in Bowland College, good news, the Big Red Bar Crawl is returning for the first time in a decade. Tickets are only £5 and it'll give you a t-shirt and exclusive discounts in town. Check Bowland's Instagram for more details on the route. It'll be starting tomorrow night. And the big event this week is Lusu's Refreshers Fair. If you missed out on joining a club or society last term, or you're new to campus as a postgrad or international student, or if you just want to change things up, then head to the Leica building at 2 p.m. tomorrow to meet dozens of clubs, societies and student groups. It'll be a great place to find some new pastimes. That's it for your campus update this week. Obviously, there are a lot more events going on and you can check your events portal for more things to go to. We've got your sports update coming up right after these next few songs, starting with Dolly Parton and 9 to 5.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. And devotion, you would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Lancaster. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
We had a plan. Move out of this town, baby. West to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we'd get going. But you went home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will, then there's a way, and I'm sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I'm in a way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin.
FM.
That was Dasha with her hit song Austin, which peaked in popularity in mid-2024, so a recent throwback for you there. Let's head over to the sports desk, where the magic of the FA Cup was in full effect this weekend. A number of giant killers stepped up and humbled their foes. The biggest by far was National League Macclesfield, securing a well-earned win over cup holders Crystal Palace. The 117 league places that separated them meant nothing, with the passion of the players and fans lifting Macclesfield to a 2-1 victory, the biggest upset in the history of the tournament. And then they were fresh off defeating that when they had another draw at home to another Premier League side, Brentford, with the biggest tie in the history of the competition. So Macclesfield are having a very good time in the FA Cup draw recently. Other notable games include Ryan Reynolds' Wrexham beating Premier League Nottingham Forest in a penalty shootout, and Manchester United once again fell at the first hurdle with a 2-1 home loss to Brighton, seeing them once again with little to play for. Not an exciting prospect for any incoming manager, with Michael Carrick currently the favourite to take temporary charge for the remainder of the season. In snooker, the Masters has started at London's Alexandra Palace, and we've seen reigning champion Sean Murphy as well as UK champion Mark Selby exit the competition on a thrilling opening day. The tournament runs until Sunday the 18th with Aussie Judd Trump as the bookies' favourite to win it once again. And looking to tennis, qualifications for the Australian Open has started in Melbourne, and Great Britain's Dan Evans will not be progressing to the competition following a quick 6-1, 6-2 defeat by Japan's Rei Sakamoto. Arthur Ferry and George Lofthagen have both moved into the second of three qualifying rounds. The main draw will begin on Sunday with Cameron Norrie and Jacob Fernley already through to the competition. And on the women's side, Emma Raducanu, Francesca Jones, Sone Kartal and Katie Bolter also have already qualified. Let's switch gears to entertainment now, and if you joined us last week, you'll have heard film critic James Green and myself discussing his predictions for the Golden Globe Awards, which took place late Sunday night, and it proved why I had him on, because he was absolutely spot on with his prophecies. Director Paul Thomas Anderson had a very good night with his film One Battle After Another winning Best Picture in the musical or comedy category, and Anderson himself winning Best Director. Hamnet scored a surprise win in the Best Picture Drama category, beating out the frontrunner Sinners, with lead Jessie Buckley winning Best Actress as well. Timothée Chalamet surprised everyone with his win in Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy, pipping Leo DiCaprio to the post. And Ludwig Göransson won the Best Score category with his soundtrack for Sinners, whilst the K-pop Demon Hunter song Golden won Best Original Song. There are many more awards given out, so be sure to check out the winners. Looking ahead to the rest of 2026, the year is packed with major releases, including the highly anticipated Michael Jackson biopic Michael, starring Jafar Jackson, arriving April 24th, The Devil Wears Prada 2 with Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway, slated for May 1st, and The Mandalorian and Grogu, the next Star Wars feature film which sees Pedro Pascal return as Din Djarin, releasing May 22nd. So lots to look forward to this year. That's it for your sports and news update. I'm going to play you a classic from the 1960s now from American rock band The Beach Boys. It's Good Vibrations.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Good vibrations.
Vibrations.
95.3 Balearic FM. FM.
That was MGMT with their hit song Kids there, bringing us up to 27 minutes past 8. Time for your weekly weather update. In Lancaster, we seem to be experiencing a relief from the winter spells gripping the rest of the nation. Today, we're going to see cloudy skies and chilly temperatures with highs of 8 degrees this morning, which will steadily drop off to a low of 2 degrees tonight. The rest of the week follows a similar pattern with daytime highs of 7 and 8 degrees and nighttime lows of around 2 degrees, so slightly warmer than the start of the month, though it will still feel cool in any wind. There's not a widespread snow risk today, but sleet showers are possible in higher parts of eastern Lancashire towards the Pennines and the Dales. Rain is due in heavy amounts today around midday and on Thursday in the early afternoon, but other than that, we're not due for any serious precipitation this week. Let's put that into perspective with the travel around the area. We've got some major roadworks underway on the M6 around Lancaster, so you're going to want to pay attention to this one. The southbound side of the motorway heading towards Preston is where it's all happening, with overnight roadworks planned around Junction 33. The entry and exit slip road there is going to be completely shut from 8 p.m. every night this week, as well as the slip road at Foreton services between Junctions 33 and 34. All lanes closed at those exits, so you've got two lanes closed on the stretches between Junctions 35 and 34 and 33 and 32 tonight. So big delays in the next week on the M6. On the northbound side, travelling back towards Lancaster is a little easy going. The only real delays will be around the Junction 33 exit slip road, which will see all lanes closed at the weekend. The entry slip road should still be open, so traffic should flow right through there. There are also ongoing roadworks at the A585 near Fleetwood and the A6 near Garstang, so add a few extra minutes if you're travelling in those directions. That's it for the travel. I've got a great spotlight session prepared for you, but first is a recent country hit. It's Luke Combs with Ain't No Love in Oklahoma.
95.3 Bailrig FM.
That was Luke Combs with Ain't No Love in Oklahoma. Now, I've got a great spotlight session prepared for you this morning. And as regular listeners may be beginning to realise, I've got a particular love for vocal groups. And I've got another great group to introduce you to today. These guys are known as the Wellermen. And it's a super group of five folk singers. And their music consists of a mix of nostalgic folk songs and sea shanties, to renditions of film and TV music, to covers of some timeless pop songs. And I'm going to start off the session with one of the latter for you now. This is their cover of Ed Sheeran's Nancy Mulligan. And dare I say, I actually think I prefer this version to the original. This is the Wellermen collaborating with Melinda and Cullen Vance on Nancy Mulligan.
The summer day when I proposed, I made that wedding ring from dentist gold. And I asked her father, but her daddy said no. You can marry my daughter. She and I went on the run. Don't care about religion. I'm gonna marry the woman I love down by the Wexford border. She was Nancy Mulligan and I was William Sheeran. She took my name and then we were one down by the Wexford border. Black hair over 60 years, I've been loving her. Now I sat by the fire in her old armchairs. You know Nancy, I adore you. From a farm boy born near Belfast town, I never worry about the king and crown. Cause I found my heart upon the southern ground. There's no difference, I assure you. She and I went on the run. Don't care about religion. I'm gonna marry the woman I love down by the Wexford border. She was Nancy Mulligan. She took my name and then we were one down by the Wexford border. She took my name and then we were one down by the Wexford border.
Bailrig FM.
That was the vocal group The Wellermen with their cover of Ed Sheeran's Nancy Mulligan, kicking off our spotlight session there. Now, since their founding, The Wellermen have grown in popularity and recognition and have been invited to perform at a variety of different events and shows, including Anton Deck's Saturday Night Takeaway, The Stephen Colbert Show, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and at the incredibly prestigious Royal British Legion Festival of Remembrance. Their songs have gained a huge following through social media trends, racking up millions of views across TikTok and Instagram, resulting in their debut album earning over 110 million streams in 2021. And as I mentioned earlier, another area of music that the Wellermen are dominating, perhaps their main genre, is traditional folk music. They've released renditions of timeless songs from Gaelic, Canadian, Polynesian, and even American folk music. And I'm going to play one of those for you now. This is the classic Scottish folk song, Wild Mountain Time, released as part of the Wellermen's second album, Northern Sky, released last year. So take a listen.
Oh, the summer time has come, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Well, ye go, lassie, go, and we'll
mountain time. All around the blooming heather will ye go, lassie, go. I will build my love about by on cool crystal fountain, and round it I will pound all the wild flowers of the mountain. Will ye go, lassie, go? Together to poor wild mountain time. All around the blooming heather will ye go, lassie, go. I will range through the wilds and the deep glens dreary, and return with their spoils to the bower of my dearie. Will ye go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to poor wild mountain time. All around the blooming heather will ye go, lassie, go. If my true love will not come, then I'll surely find another to pour wild mountain time from around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to poor wild mountain time. All around the blooming heather will ye go.
Rig FM, your student sound.
That was the Wellermen with their version of the classic Scottish folk song Wild Mountain Time there. Now, let's go back to the group's founding. They have a very unique backstory in that prior to their debut show in 2023, they had never met in person. During the COVID-19 pandemic in 2021, they used technology to make their music, including their entire first debut album, going viral on social media for their cover of the popular sea shanty Wellerman, where they took their name from. Technology enabled them to record their first album whilst being spread across the globe. Bobby Waters was studying at the University of Massachusetts in America, whilst Johnny Stewart was freelancing as a bass singer in the UK and studying to become an accountant. Luke Taylor was the only bass singer on the original recording of the sea shanty Wellerman by Nathan Evans, which was the one that went viral on TikTok a few years ago, and he was subsequently invited to join the Wellermen to form the supergroup of singers, finalised with the fourth member, Sam Pope, who is not just a singer but also a stage actor, and he's previously starred in the touring theatre production of Battle Out of Hell. And I'm going to play a song for you now from their debut album way back in 2021. It's another folk cover, a more unique one this time, but it highlights the breadth of songs that the Wellermen can cover while still maintaining their signature style. It's a cover of an American folk classic written by Merle Travis and popularized in the 1950s by a recording by Tennessee Ernie Ford. It's 16 Tons.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. muscle and blood and skin and bones. A man that's weak in the back that's strong, you lose.
16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go.
Oh, my soul to the company store. Next up on the mic, we got our boy, Luke Taylor.
I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel, I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, it bless my soul. You load
16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go.
I owe my soul to the company store.
All right, I'm taking it up. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. A fighting and trouble of my middle name. I was raised in a cane break by an old mama lion. Can't no high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load
16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Take us home.
If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right don't get you, then the left one will.
You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go.
I owe my soul
to the company store.
Bailrig FM.
That was the Wellermen and their cover of the American folk song 16 Tons, which was made famous by Tennessee Ernie Ford in 1955. I do hope you've enjoyed our dive into the music of the Wellermen today. I usually save my personal favourite to play last, but on this occasion I've really struggled to pick out a favourite out of the songs I've played already, so I figured I'd end on a very popular upbeat track. They recorded an official version of this in their latest album, but I'm going to do something different and play a live version for you now. It's a cover of Avicii's hit song The Night, and this particular live performance was done by the Wellermen alongside the bands of His Majesty's Royal Marines, let's get that right, at the Royal British Legion Festival of Remembrance last year, and it's going to finish up our spotlight session this morning. Take a listen.
Once upon a younger year, when all our shadows disappeared, the animals inside came out to play. Went face to face with all our fears, learned our lessons through the tears, made memories we knew would never fade. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. He took me in his arms, I heard him say, when you get older, your wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid. He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights that never die. He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights that never die. My father told me. Put out the car.
someday you'll leave this world behind. So live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights that never die. He said one day you'll leave this world behind. So live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights that never die. My father said one day.
Bailrig FM.
That was the Wellermen with their cover of Avicii's The Night, performing live alongside the bands of His Majesty's Royal Marines, closing out our spotlight session this morning, so I do hope you enjoyed that. Time now for some good news, and kind of in theme with the song we just heard. Our story this week is one of hardship, bravery, and superhuman perseverance. A British war veteran who lost both his legs in Afghanistan has become the first above-the-knee double amputee to reach the summit of the highest peaks on every continent in the world. Last Tuesday, 46-year-old Harry Buddha Magar summited Mount Vincent, the highest mountain in Antarctica, and the final peak in his epic mission after a grueling three-day climb that saw him facing -13 degree temperatures. The summit marks not only another mountaineering world first for the veteran, but also a major landmark in his mission to boost disability awareness. Having lost both legs 15 years ago in an IED explosion while serving in the British Army, Harry struggled with both his mental and physical recovery, experiencing mental health crises and problems with addiction. But he found new purpose in the world of adventure and sports, starting with a skydive, then skiing, and then he decided to conquer a childhood dream to climb Mount Everest. He first applied to climb the world's highest mountain in 2018, only to be denied by the Nepalese authorities, who banned climbers with disabilities, a ruling that Harry was key in challenging and overturning in the High Court there. 4 years later, he completed his climb of Mount Everest, and almost 13 years from the day he lost his legs. He then went on to scale the remaining six mountains in the Seven Summit Challenge over the course of 6 years, a feat that fewer than 500 people in history have accomplished, all the while raising money for disability and veterans charities. Harry's physical achievements, fundraising, and his campaign work have been recognised with various honours, including a Pride of Britain Award and the appointment as an MBE. Reflecting on his journey, he said that the IED should have killed him, but now he has a second chance and wanted to do something positive and be an inspiration to others. Well, what a fantastic example of someone who has a good excuse to feel defeated and disadvantaged, but instead decided to persevere and climb the mountains, not only in the world, but also in his own life as well. Wonderful story there. Now, we've got time for a few more songs, starting with Scissor Sisters and I Don't Feel Like Dancing.
I'm
Live from Lancaster, this is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Well, folks, that's all we've got time for today. Do hope you've enjoyed the show. As always, if you want to be featured on any of our segments or if you'd like to appear on the show and be interviewed, then you can message me on Instagram at Samuel Carruthers, or you can head to bailrigfm.co.uk/get involved to find out more about how you can get involved with our student radio station. This has been the Big Bailrig Breakfast broadcast with Sam Carruthers on Tuesday, the 13th of January, 2026. We're just coming up on 9 a.m. now. We'll be back next Tuesday at 8, as always. Until then, I'm going to leave you with Marvin Gaye and I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Have a great rest of your week and goodbye.
Your news, your sport. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.
Anyone else fancy a Salter?
With a restaurant on campus and delivery in town from the Caton Road store, Sultan's has everything you need to take a night out from bland to delicious. Don't let the end of the night be the end of the fun with Sultan of Lancaster experience. Open till 4 a.m. Monday to Saturday and 2 a.m. on Sundays.
Your music, your news, your sport. This is 95.3 Bailrig FM.